Welcome to Lexio Divina. I'm Anita Lustria, and may this spiritual practice give you bread for your journey and help quench your parched soul. Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 17, verses 13 through 19. We're picking up where we left off last week, actually. I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation this week. And as usual, we'll be hearing the scripture passage several times with a different instruction given before each time it's read. But right now, why don't we get prepared? How about it? Let's take a couple of deep breaths. Let's roll our shoulders, get our feet flat on the ground. Of course, you might be jogging, you might be doing dishes, and all you're able to do is maybe take some deep breaths. That's okay. But along with those deep breaths, let's set aside whatever is swirling in our minds. It will be there to pick back up at the end of this time, at the end of these few moments together. You might want to grab a pen and paper, markers for doodling, whatever it is that helps you during Lexio. Just prepare that, get that ready. I'm going to pray, as always, at the beginning. Holy Spirit, guide our hearing. Wake our ears to words you speak. Amen. Now, the first time I read through the passage, be listening for a word or a phrase that leaps out at you, that catches your attention as it goes past your ears, that maybe even shimmers a little bit as you hear it. You might want to jot it down, but be listening for a word or a phrase. John 17, 13 through 19. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. What word or phrase jumped out at you? Did it surprise you a little bit? Maybe you'll jot it down and even go back and look at that a little bit later today and reflect a bit more. For now, we're going to move on to our second reading. And the second time you hear the passage, let an image come to mind. The image may or may not be literal. It could be a figurative image that can help you process the passage and hear what God has to say. So let's settle in for reading number two. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. What image surfaced for you during the reading of the passage this time? Was it sort of surprising or kind of curious or expected? I think it's always a little bit interesting the kinds of images that elevate as we hear it. Maybe it helped you make sense of today's passage. Well, now we'll move into our third and final time hearing the passage. And the final reading of a passage in Lectio is always about an invitation from God. So the question is, what is God inviting you to today through this passage? Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. So, what invitation does God have for you today? Is it anything that connects with your word or phrase, or maybe the image that came to mind? Make note of this invitation. Just pay attention over the next few days and see how it might present itself. It might surprise you. If you feel like sharing it with someone and you don't have anyone to do that, you can feel free to email me. The email address is producer@anitalustria.com. And now receive this benediction as you go today. Let us embrace the work and wonder of this day with fresh commitment. May we go forward together in the power of the love of God, in the company of Jesus Christ, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen.